Tony Abbott and his Canadian counterpart Stephen Harper have condemned carbon taxes during their first bilateral talks in Ottawa this morning. In the face of President Barack Obama's recent push for action on climate change, the Conservative leaders said the taxes are job-killing measures that would hurt their economies. From Ottawa, James Glenday reports.
Under cloudless skies in the Canadian capital, the Prime Minister was given the warmest possible welcome as he arrived to meet his counterpart Stephen Harper at Parliament Hill. A marching band played as a guard of honour assembled and fired a 19-gun salute. Inside, the pair sat down for what the bilingual Canadians call a tête-à-tête or head-to-head meeting. Tony Abbott didn't even try to hide his admiration for the more senior Conservative statesman.
I'm happy to call you an exemplar of centre-right leadership.
It's well known the Prime Ministers sing from the same song sheet. Many of Mr Harper's phrases had a familiar feel.
Throughout your time as chair of the G20, you've used this international platform to encourage our counterparts in the major economies and beyond to boost economic growth, to lower taxes when possible, and to eliminate harmful ones, most notably the job-killing carbon tax.
They're a unity ticket against carbon pricing, but both men say they're doing more to cut emissions than US President Barack Obama, who's currently pushing for global action.
We should do what we reasonably can to limit emissions and avoid climate change, man-made climate change, but we shouldn't clobber the economy.
No country is going to undertake actions on climate change, no matter what they say. No country is going to take actions that are going to deliberately destroy jobs and growth in their country.
The pair are also G20 allies and denounced Russia's President Vladimir Putin yesterday, though they're not ready to boot him out of the economic grouping just yet.
Plainly, Russia has behaved badly, very badly indeed, over Ukraine. But the G20 is still some 5 months away, and let's hope Russia behaves better.
The leaders also agreed on the importance of sharing spy material, pursuing global growth and smaller government.
Prime Minister, you and I both know that budgets do not balance themselves.
But later today, the meetings of mutual admiration end. After a dinner in Mr Abbott's honour, the Prime Minister jets off to the United States for the pointy end of his international tour. This is James Glenday reporting in Ottawa for AM.